To say that Santa Claus is a big deal during Christmas time in the U.S. is an understatement. At least for the next couple of weeks, Santa rules. But there's a guy in the Netherlands giving Santa Claus a run for his money. His name is Black Pete. He brings presents and candy to children, which means that every year, all over the Netherlands, grown-ups dress up as Black Pete by putting on blackface, an Afro wig, bright red lipstick, and big hoop earrings. Roger Ross Williams is an Academy Award-winning American filmmaker. He had never heard of Black Pete until he married a Dutchman and moved to Amsterdam just before Christmas. So what do you do when you're an African-American filmmaker living in a country full of people who dress up in blackface at Christmas time? You pick up a camera. Charles Monroe Cain sat down with Williams to talk about his documentary, Blackface.
Well, the first time I saw Black Pete, I got this sort of gut-wrenching, horrible feeling right in my gut. Like, it was like, it's frightening, you know, being a Black person to see someone who looks at your skin and your hair as a costume. Mm-hmm. And I was like shaking and just totally freaked out by it. You know, I think any person from outside of from the U.S. especially is, you know, sort of freaked out when they see Black Pete. But I think if you're, for a Black person, it's even more sort of, it's painful.
Painful. Now, you are a famous filmmaker and your pain, you took it somewhere. You picked up the camera and you made a movie. And you walk around and you talk to Dutch people about Black Pete. What'd you learn?
I learned that Black Pete is sort of a leftover rooted. It's rooted in slavery, the character. The character came out of around the 1850s, a book called Santa Claus and His Slaves, Santa Claus and His Slaves. It's a figure that around, you know, sort of at the time when slavery was ending, it was a way to dehumanize a race. It was a way for white Europeans to feel superior to non-white people of the world. And Black Pete, it's an obvious racist figure, but it's also rooted in this time where slavery still continued to 1863 in the Netherlands, not in the Netherlands, but in the colonies in the Netherlands, in Suriname and Curaçao. They held on to it. And, you know, the Dutch made their money by trading slaves. So the West India Company was a big multinational, one of the first multinationals in the world, and they made their fortune trading slaves from Africa. So this figure has a deep history and a very dark history.
I lived in the Netherlands in a small town and also in Amsterdam for many years. And I will say the Dutch people are not dumb. They're very environmentally aware. They're aware of their own legacy with colonialism. They're pretty progressive on a lot of issues. They're still donning blackface. Why?
They're still donning blackface. Well, the Dutch children do not learn about their colonial history in school, actually. Mm. The Dutch sort of like to cover up their dark past. They learn about the Holocaust, but they don't learn about their role they played in the slave trade. And I think that that's one of the reasons why they don't connect Black Pete to slavery. They say, this is history, this is a fun, lovable character. I don't know how you could put on blackface and say it has no connection to Black people. Or
yeah,
slavery,
man, but that seems pretty obvious to me.
But they do it.
Yeah.
And they will, I mean, they will argue. I mean, I was stopped in the dog run by a woman. I was walking my dog and she said, she's like, I will die for Black Pete. Black Pete makes me Dutch. I think they identify Black Pete with their national heritage. So it's something that they believe is Dutch, and they're holding on to that as, you know, the world becomes more sort of global, and they're holding on to that thing because that they feel that Black Pete is what makes them Dutch.
You know, one of the things that really, I mean, it shouldn't shock me. I don't want to use that word. I don't want to seem naive. But one of the things that I thought was powerful in the film is the prime minister. You have the prime minister. What does the prime minister say about it?
You know, so the prime minister was asked what was his position on this issue, and he said, you know, that he actually takes him a couple days to get the black paint off of his face, and that, you know, luckily his black friends in Curaçao and Suriname, you know, they don't have to wash the black paint off their face because they're already black. And I said, not even Donald Trump would dare to go in blackface. And here you have a prime minister of a country and he's supposed to represent all the people, black and white, who live in that country. And he chooses to dehumanize an entire race of people of his own citizens. It's shocking to me.
And I will add, not just not all the citizens, but the Dutch colonialized Suriname and Curaçao, where people are black from those parts of the world. I have very close friends from those countries. Yeah. That wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. And Suriname this year outlawed Black Pete. Passed the law last year, and it was just enforced this year. So you're actually not allowed to go as blackface in Suriname. The majority of black people are adamantly against this. I mean, they pull their kids out of school during the Santa Claus celebration because the kids come home crying because other kids call them Black Pete.
It's so incredible. It's so racist. It's so incredible.
It's so racist. You know, the United Nations said that they're basically, that the Netherlands is basically in violation of the human rights agreement through this practice. So you have the United Nations and politicians in the Netherlands wanted to, some of them were calling to pull out of the United Nations rather than change Black Pete.
Oh, wow. No, you, of course, are a filmmaker and you're getting involved in this issue. And people didn't like that you were getting involved in this issue. Tell me what happened when people found out you're making a film about Black Pete.
Well, yes, I was filming and the press got word of it and they wrote an article and I got crazy amounts of hate mail. And it was interesting because the hate mail would start out saying, you know, this is an innocent children's holiday and this is our tradition and you have no right to come over here and interfere with that. And then they would end by calling me a stupid black monkey and telling me to eat a banana and go back to Africa.
Wow.
I'm like, God. Well, I'm not from Africa. And I would get tweets and emails calling me the N-word. Mm. It got really ugly and really scary. And the last couple of screenings that I had to have security.
I was thinking there's a part, I think my favorite part of the film. Your neighbors invite you over to celebrate Christmas with their children and, of course, with Black Pete. And Black Pete shows up while you're there. What was that like for you?
You know, it was interesting because they are really nice people and really didn't realize how offensive Black Pete actually is for actual black people. And I must say, to their credit, since the film has come out, they sent me an email and it was titled Love Mail. And
wow,
they said,
that's nice.
Our eyes are opened. We don't want to hurt or offend any person. And we will not celebrate. We will celebrate Santa Claus, but we will not include Black Pete as part of that celebration. And they invited me over to have dinner with them. And I think that what happened after the film is that I started getting less hate mail and more love mail. Mm. And people started to realize this is connected to slavery. This is offensive. And if even if one child is hurt, or even if a part of the population is hurt, we should change this practice so that it's inclusive of everyone. And that's amazing that actually, you know, the power of film, that you could actually create change and start a conversation.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. What a great film, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Academy Award-winning filmmaker Roger Ross Williams on his documentary Blackface. Charles Monroe Kane talked with him. And as you might have guessed, we're listening to a traditional Black Pete song in Dutch.